The big GOP headline, barring any Donald Trump digression into stories of UFOs or the like, is the naming of a running mate this week. With just days to go before the convention in Cleveland, the top choice seems to be Indiana Governor Mike Pence, whose odds are much better than Newt Gingrich or retired three-star General Michael Flynn, the other names that are floating around. James Briggs is a reporter for the Indianapolis Star. He joins me now from member station WFYI in Indianapolis. James, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How seriously are people taking these rumors, and what would it mean to the state if Pence was the vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump?
Well, it's very serious right now. All indications are that Governor Pence is at least in the top three and possibly the favorite at this point. In Indiana, it would really upend politics here because Governor Pence, by state law, is not allowed to both run for governor and become Donald Trump's running mate. So if Governor Pence accepts an invitation to join the Trump campaign, that would open up his spot and a new Republican would have to be named to run for governor here in Indiana.
That means he wouldn't be down at the National Governors Association meeting in Des Moines later this week.
Right.
I'm supposed to be there. Uh-oh. Does Pence support strongly Donald Trump, or is this an alliance of pragmatism?
He has come out about as strongly as anyone in the country in the last several weeks in support of Donald Trump. Although he endorsed Ted Cruz in the primary, he also, during that same day, spoke very favorably of Donald Trump, and in the weeks since has continued to support Donald Trump. In fact, during the state Republican convention here, he said he wants Indiana to be the first state on the board voting in favor of Donald Trump. So he's really been outspoken.
Can Pence pull the Republican leadership in Washington and the various elders within the GOP who continue to grumble about Trump?
I don't know that he can entirely satisfy them, but certainly he's a step in the right direction. Governor Pence, before he became governor in Indiana, spent six terms in Congress. He held a leadership position. He had a very respected tenure in Congress, and I think he would certainly satisfy a lot of the concerns that people have for Donald Trump and balance out that ticket a little bit.
Would Pence bring his delegates to the convention, although it's relatively unimportant at this point since he's going to get the nomination that Trump is? And more importantly, does he deliver Indiana for the GOP? Again, that's not so important since Indiana typically goes for the GOP. What does it all mean?
Yeah, Indiana's likely to go for Trump in either case. Indiana supported Trump in the Republican primary. In fact, that was really the clincher for Donald Trump. But Indiana is certainly a right-leaning state in general, so I'm not sure that whether Governor Pence joins Trump would really be a deciding factor in whether the state votes for Trump.
Does Mike Pence express national aspirations? Has he ever, from his time in Congress, been thought of as a member of some future leadership in the GOP or elsewhere?
Well, he's been discussed as a possible presidential candidate himself a couple of times. So that's been out there for a while. And certainly some people see the prospect of him joining the Trump campaign as a possible move toward him making that run eventually in the future.
So can we talk about crazy scenarios now?
Sure.
So Trump resigns in the second year and Pence takes over. That's what he's betting on.
You know, I don't think anything's off the table with Donald Trump. In fact, he jokingly a few days ago left open the possibility that if elected president, he wouldn't even serve. So I think just about everything's on the table right now in this crazy cycle.
So Pence has to be ready for anything at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
What's the chance that he is taking this position knowing that Trump might lose because he wants to move out of the state house and work on other statewide office, maybe even senator?
I'm not sure that it would be a play for another statewide office, but certainly Governor Pence is in a really tough reelection bid right now against a Democratic challenger named John Gregg. The latest polling data we have showed Pence with a slight lead, but within the margin of error. So while he is probably favored to win re-election as governor, it's by no means guaranteed. And so that's sort of the context in which Governor Pence is considering this move to join Donald Trump. It's he's in a really tough re-election fight right now.
So this might be a way for him to dodge a bullet.
Yeah, and you certainly won't. No one from the Pence campaign would say that, but that's certainly a possibility given how tough his prospects are right now.
James Briggs is a reporter for the Indianapolis Star. He spoke to us from Indianapolis. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.